USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is asking that an impeachment trial of former President Trump could be put off until next month. He says it would allow them to confirm President Biden's nominees. But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says he wants it to be dropped altogether.
Remember in his speech yesterday, for those who did not vote for him, give him a chance? Well, I think the best chance he'd have right now is say, let's not do impeachment. Let's dismiss this. Let's unite this nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says just because Donald Trump is no longer in the White House, he should still be held responsible.
Don't say to a president, do whatever you want in the last months of your administration. You're going to get a get-out-of-jail card free because people think you should make nice noise.
If Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he agrees, a Senate trial would probably begin in mid-February. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A group of Senate Democrats have called on the Ethics Committee to launch an investigation into Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz over the role they played in the January 6th riot at the Capitol by objecting to the results of the presidential election. In the complaint, Senators Sheldon Whitehouse, Ron Wyden, Tina Smith, Richard Blumenthal, Mazie Hirono, Tim Kaine, and Sherrod Brown requested the committee to open a probe into whether the decision by Hawley and Cruz to object to the Electoral College resulted in violating the chamber's ethic rules. On December 30th, Hawley became the first senator to say he would object to the Electoral College result, and he was later joined by Cruz and 10 other senators calling for an emergency audit of the results. Hawley issued a statement accusing Democrats and President Biden of attempting to silence dissent. He said it was a flagrant abuse of the Senate ethics process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new eviction moratorium is a welcome relief to people suffering in the pandemic. USA's Tim Berg has more.
One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months' rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than obviously 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Forecasters say that a small dose of Arctic air will be turned loose on the northeastern U.S. and part of the Midwest into the weekend and will continue to produce lake effect snow and snow showers in the regions. As the cold air advances, blustery conditions will ravage from the Great Lakes region through much of the Northeast into Saturday. A powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake shook an island in the southern Philippines. The quake hit near Jose Abad Santos, about 200 miles southeast of Davao City on the island of Mindanao. There were no reports of major damage or a tsunami. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.